Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Ricardo. Happy anniversary.
The anniversary of the real foundation of the podcast,
exactly.
Which was in the Spring Assembly asking you if you wanted to do this, and you said no.
3 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. When they had that discussion.
Yeah.
So here we are.
And maybe that was the first conversation you ever had with me, because unlike public opinion, we were not friends. We are friends now, even though we still haven't had lunch or dinner together. But that's the first time you said no.
Coffee break at the Spring Assembly. And today, when this is being released, we're finishing our Spring Assembly of mm-hmm. priests, where priests gather for professional development, for some prayer and time together in the Archdiocese. So, yeah. And a lot going on right now. So it's Mother's Day this Sunday.
And Good Shepherd Sunday.
Good Shepherd Sunday. That's going to be the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, a very short gospel compared to others in general. So how about I read that and we'll chat?
Yeah.
Where am I going to read from?
You are reading from John's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 27 to 30.
Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one."
I heard once Bishop Skelba preaching that this good shepherd was not good as in moral categories, but in skill categories, good at something. And shepherding, as we know, is our model of governance. Our image of governance is that of the good shepherd, but as a skill, to take care of people, to take care of a place, to take care of things. It's to shepherd things. That's our idea. That's very interesting. It's an interesting concept, both the good and the shepherd.
That's interesting to think about. When I hear of shepherding, of course, I think of our vocation as priests, of bishops,
pastors,
but also the role of parents in a very special way. And I think something that's always important is when we think about our vocations, about what we're called to, and I'll just say in reference to priests, sometimes we want to pick and choose about what we think that means. Shepherding is so there's that skillfulness, but it requires a whole lot. It's not running around with sheep. Mm-hmm. It's not fun. It's the economics of it. It's the long-term kind of thoughts and planning. It's taking risks. And, you know, it's not something that just is running around in a field with sheep. But sometimes we can think about just parts of that and say, you know, so as a priest, yeah, I want to preach. I want to dispense the sacraments, but it's also working on budgets.
Mm-hmm.
It's also supervising staff. It's also the administrative part of things, just like a parent. You know, it's bedtime stories, but it's also making a living for the family and budgeting and all of those sorts of things.
We have discussed this before, but I'm sure many priests will go on this was the logo of the Catholic Church before the cross became popular. It was that the Good Shepherd is the first image that the Christians gathered around. Pastor is how we are called. That's the word shepherd in Latin. That's how priest in charge of a parish is called. There is a lot of the Good Shepherd. The Holy Father is the shepherd of the Catholic Church, the Holy Shepherd of the Catholic Church. There is a lot in our cosmology about the shepherd idea, no?
There is. Think about the reality of free will, though. So this can get a little bit lost when we think about just sheep. Think about people, though, which, of course, is what Jesus is speaking about here. But free will. So Jesus desires nothing to be lost. God the Father desires nothing to be lost. However, we are not robots. We're not controlled by Jesus. We make a choice to follow him, and his arms are always open, and he's always present. And so I think it's just that reality of our own free will, our own willingness to open up our hearts is so very important.
In this particular gospel also, so every year we read from this chapter, from John chapter 10, where there is the speech of the Good Shepherd. In this particular, what does this particular choice of the speech, my sheep hear my voice, I know them and they follow me. And something we've discussed also, we cannot be shepherds of our communities without knowing them. And how interesting, because there is a number of parishioners that you get to know. And then there is, especially you who have larger parishes than I do, but then we have all these people we never get to really meet. How do we do that? It's part of the flexibility required in the priesthood today.
So I know what you mean. And in fact, we're not going to be able to, and we do our best to do that. I'll tell you one thing. This is not a small comment. It's important. Not only go to Mass, but stay to the end of Mass. There are a number, we don't have a lot, but there are a number of people who leave before Mass is really done. And it's sad because I never get to see them. I just want to say hi. You know, I maybe see them in the back of church and, you know, might be there all the time, but leave for whatever reason. It's often just habit, but we'll leave early. And it's just disappointing because I want to get to know you. So those that I get to know the best are those who are regularly coming to Mass and then also I get to see on the way in or usually outside of Mass and just get to say hi. I enjoy that. That's a highlight of my Sunday. After the last Mass, after I kind of shake hands and get to see people, hear what's going on, boy, I'm on a high. I sometimes want to take a nap and often can't because I'm really on a high from that. But that's a great way. And my point in saying this is it goes two ways. So when one is going to continue to say no to the church, to discipleship, to the Mass, it really is hard for the church and her ministers. And I'd say even for Jesus to get to know you if you're going to keep saying no. So it's a two-way sort of relationship. And that's right, even depart a little bit from the sheep image to say, remember, we're talking about people here and the dynamics might be a little different.
We recently had a gentleman at the parish asking for a letter to be a sponsor for confirmation. And he was very upset with someone that works in our staff. And I said, why are you upset? And he said, because it looks like nobody knows me here. And I wanted to say, actually, I don't know your name. And blame it on me if you want. But you know, there's 500 of you coming to Mass every Sunday. So maybe it's a little bit on you for me to know you. I didn't know the name.
Well, exactly. But I think what we're talking about the same thing is that really relationships go two ways.
And
that's the relationship of discipleship as well. But just that very beautiful reality of nothing will be lost. That's the mercy and the love
of
God.
Second part of today's gospel, yeah.
Yeah, you know, nothing will be lost. My Father and I are one.
And maybe that's why we take a little too personally when people leave us or when people leave a parish. Part of what lay people sometimes don't totally understand that we take it personally because we don't want to lose anybody. At the same time that we want to be authentic, at the same time that we want to challenge people the way we are challenged ourselves, it's a difficult profession, a vocation.
Well, it is. Maybe just to affirm, in case people don't know this, because in fact, someone seemed to ask this the other day in a gentle way, but as ministers, as parishes, we don't get like a bonus for number of people who come to Mass or collections or anything like that. That's not the way that it works. What we do is we fulfill a responsibility, and it's about relationships. And yeah, and it's very heartbreaking when someone walks away, or more importantly, when someone continues to say no to conversion, no to change, no to do things differently. Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
And this idea of following the Good Shepherd for us, when we know that we are sinners, I remember one interview that they did with the Holy Father very much at the beginning of his pontificate, and he said, I am a sinner. And he said, I really am. So he wasn't trying to make a sound bite that would sound great. How are we to guide people if we are very lost ourselves? So I think just to recognize that this shepherding is a community experience. And we are only the ones who've said we want to try to shepherd this, but we need lots of input. And the problem is that input doesn't always come in respectful ways or ways that we can hear it both ways. It's a whole different topic that we could start here under the image of the Good Shepherd.
Speaking of shepherding as communities, around this time of year, it happened for you last weekend. For me, at St. Bernard's this coming weekend.
But sacraments.
The celebration of the Eucharist for the first time by usually second graders, or at least our younger children, generally speaking. But how important it is for a community, especially their parents, but our whole community, to embrace them, to pray for them, but to support them into that regular relationship with the Good Shepherd, regular relationship with the bread of life, with Jesus Christ, every single week.
And great reminder that Easter is about community, and we discern the resurrection together. This image of the Good Shepherd is one more angle that we can use to discern what does it mean to be followers of someone who came back from the dead. And we can do this in so many different ways.
I think that's a great way to end.
We said it would be shorter. I think we hit the normal time we normally hit. It's like a joke that you cannot put two priests in a room and expect them to speak less than 10 minutes, but here we are.
Right. If you're looking for Mass this weekend, masstimes.org is a national website. You can also go to archmill.org, the Archdiocese of Milwaukee's website.
So if you know someone, a friend or someone who could benefit from listening to this, tell them that this podcast exists. We are very thankful for the people who listen to us and for the insight we get. We are very thankful that so many people like what we do here.
All right. So I'll see you next week.
Take care, Philip.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.